Have a mind like a sieve? Nothing sticks? It takes more than just insights, or reading, or listening to audios to become a fully equipped person who can live the good life. But what is the fundamental missing piece that so darn few ever benefit from in any of the activities they undertake? With life spent in cars and buildings, our eyes stopped looking and assessing our environments. And with smartphones and computers, our eyes have become stationary search beams, not seeing anything outside of the beam. But more importantly, out of sight, out of mind. The brain does not connect what you see with anything. Nothing is ever written on your brain's hard drive. Only into its RAM. And once you look away, it all disappears. I have noticed that none of the seniors I do exercise with or go to grocery shopping with ever remembers what conversation they had with me a previous time. Their brain hasn't retained it. The other day I had a haircut while shopping. No one noticed. An hour or so ago they saw me with bushy hair, and suddenly I showed up with closely cropped hair. Nothing. The other day the driver of the community van forgot about me, a PhD by education, and left me sitting in the parking lot of a store for 2 full hours. Nobody home. I was okay. Listened to the 67 steps, and waited for him to return. But he wasn't okay. He felt guilty. Felt scared that I was going to complain about him. And I understand, with a searchlight-like vision, that would be the natural outfall. Anger, vengeance. Taking it personally. Because of my earlier observation that people can't retain anything. I saw clearly that what the driver did was not personal. I actually stopped existing for him the moment he dropped me off at the store. Very funny if you can see more than just what is in front of you. One of the reasons my life is so much more enjoyable nowadays, compared to 10 to 15 years ago, is my ability to see the big picture without effort. Be able to see all the elements in one single glance instead of being forced to change frames. So let's look how it looks from your vantage point, living in the world. Insights are a dime a dozen. You read an article, and you suddenly see something you hadn't seen before, and you are excited. The insight is revolutionary and will change your life, or your finances, or your health. But insights are like gold nuggets not valued. Insights are like gold nuggets you do not value, did not capture, did not put to use. Even though for a moment maybe you admired them. The brain did not record them. Admiration and appreciation, aka valuing, are two different things. Unless you see the value in something, you'll leave it where it was, never really getting the value. In my view, this is the cornerstone of your soul correction. Not seeing value and therefore not getting benefits. Many of the soul corrections are blind to value or maybe simply refuse to see it? I am not sure. The question is, how do you value something? And when you do, what do you value? And what do you take for granted, something that is your due, you are entitled to it, therefore it has no value? And how do you do that with a brain that refuses to record into hard data what you think, what you decided, any of it? Before I dig in deeper into this topic, let's set down a principle that is not well known. The more capacity you have to value anything or anyone, the more capacity you have for the beautiful life. When I measure all kinds of different things about people, including their vibration, I find that there is a watershed that contains a number of capacities. That when those capacities are present, people go upward, and if they are not, they go downward. Reliable. 1. Whether you are willing to own what's happening and has happened to you and around you and to what degree? 2. Whether you have a self. Or you are split. Without a self there is no chance for integrity. Because how could you be true to a self that doesn't exist? 3. To what degree you think of yourself. Your about me score. Until this number gets small, less than 30%, you don't have access to personhood. You remain an object living in a world of objects. 4. Whether you can see value in things. People, activities, whether they are your values or others. WTF Sophie. Why is it that you cannot just work on your vibration, or on one something, and get a watershed result? That is what the spotlight vision person asks. And from their vantage point they make sense. When you have a hammer you are always looking for a nail to hammer. But these numbers, these phenomena are connected and move up and down in sync, never behave like a nail. A human has hundreds of moving parts, while a car has only tens. If you interviewed a car designer, you'd find out how much work goes into designing a new car, one that is fast, and solid, and fuel effective, and easy to steer, light enough to move fast, but heavy enough to be solid. Lots of stuff that need to move in sync. Humans are just more complex, but ultimately they are a machine. Given your current level of ability to see and to work on several things at the same time is between zero and none. Developing the ability to see many things accurately in the same glance should be your number one concern, if you ever wanted to raise your vibration and your effectiveness in living the beautiful life. As I have written in many of my articles, the biggest problem is that the moment you take your eyes off something, it disappears for you. As if it never happened. Many reasons your brain wipe itself clean many times a day. One main reason is, you never trained your brain. Your brain is uncoordinated like a clumsy adolescent stumbling every few steps. You need to train your brain through your eyes. The current ineffective state of your brain is ultimately a lack of agility and lack of coordination issue. You want to get to a state where you are dancing. That is when life starts to become manageable, beautiful, and an adventure. The training I prefer, the training I have done, the training I recommend is Infinite Mind Brain Enhancement Technology. I did it myself, and I am going to take it back on. It's a few minutes practice a day with your mobile/cell phone, and it causes a disproportionate awakening of the brain that after a while makes you able to grow into the person who you were meant to be. When in 1998 I suffered a massive brain damage in a surgery, almost all of my elementary school skills shut down, all in all 30% of all my brain darkened out. I felt I was moving in a dark tunnel. I was reduced to the intelligence of a young child. Using this eye training was 80% responsible for returning me to the world of the living, for returning me to be able to live and earn a living again. When you encourage your brain to go to bat for you, it always does at least a 150% job. And I came out of that tunnel brighter than before, and with a whole lot more awareness than I had before. Even though I am still having problems with numbers. That part never came back to full function. The magic of Ike. What is special about this program is its simplicity, as it makes you move your eyes and do certain things. This causes the brain to become, eventually, a higher functioning brain. You'll learn easier, you'll retain more, you'll be more present, and with that comes a lot more joy. But what no one says, you'll learn to control your eyes, aka your attention, which is the biggest issue in today's hectic, too many distractions world. It's either you move your eyes, or it will be moved for you by your desire trap, by social media, by your family, your friends, by whatever looks the shiniest. The program is called Ike. Ike was developed over 30 years. Scientific studies have shown that our technology dramatically increases brain activity. This increase improves the mind's learning capacity. It increases critical brain functions such as reading speed, comprehension, memory, focus, and overall mental and visual acuity. And it has a mobile app. Priceless. It seems that there are individual eye brain exercises on YouTube. I haven't looked, but my hunch is that they are not a system, and therefore you'll do it or the ones you like and likely nothing will happen. I like systems. And this one, the Ike, I have benefited from tremendously. When I started, it was an actual floppy disk software. I am a dinosaur. Some of my students have been testing it and I can see their numbers go higher, their comprehension, their ability to interact, to ask question, their retention, their grasp. Everything is going up. So there you have it. You'll do what you always do. You'll sow your own thing. What you have been habitually doing got you where you are now, and continuing doing what you have always done will also keep you there. I guarantee it. The Ike gives you what you are lacking. It builds you a brain, over time, that can do the things you need it to do. Do so you can become a higher functioning human who can grow, and get to self-actualization. As your mental and visual acuity grows, you'll comprehend more, you can use guidance better, you can move your attention at will. And the benefits are staggering. The makers of Ike don't know. But the real benefits happen in the invisible paradigm. Where it matters the most. I don't care if you read faster, if the moment you put down the book you already forgot all that you read. If your brain gets wiped clean every night. If you never grow. Being able to grow and build a network of knowledge, abilities in that head of yours so you can do more, be more, enjoy more. That is my goal, and Ike is the best in building you a brain that can do all that. I bought the IQ program years ago and loved it. It tripled my reading speed in a couple of months. The program pulls you along, like drafting behind a semi on the interstate. It's not work, just devote a little time each day. It can even be fun. Causes outstanding results. We humans are each capable of so much more than we think. So what should you do now? Whatever else you do, by all means give yourself 15 minutes a day to practice with the Ike. And pick one insight that you will take into an action. Into seeing. If I might suggest my current favorite, drink your food challenge. So, So far the insights have been, it slows you down. It shows what it is like to be present. The stomach doesn't react painfully or uncomfortable to the food. So what would be an action result that you could sustain long enough that it would prove to you that you can change, that your brain has at least one solid island? Namely chewing your damn food. Instead of abandoning the challenge after the insight. We shall see how the ike and the challenge can strengthen each other. Start your drink your food challenge. I have a confession to make, about people who can't bother. I'd really have no clients, no income, no audience, than have people who can't be bothered in my circle.